Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her name is Brittany and last name is Young.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Okay,
hi,
thank
Brittany.
Hi.
Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yeah.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian, okay, I'm sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed with it?
Yeah.
A month and year, at least.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Maybe this is Bluetooth off. I'm sorry. One second. Hello? I cannot hear her. Hello? Are you there? Ma'am?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. I can hear you now.
So
sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Do you know when you were diagnosed with cancer, the month and year at least?
It was in September of 23. I don't know the date, though.
That's okay. September of 23?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the diagnosing doctor or at least the facility?
Dr. Susan, and it was City of Hope.
City of Hope?
Upland. Yeah.
Upland?
Yes.
California?
Yeah, Upland, California, yeah.
And then it was Dr. Susan. Do you know the last name?
Mendelson? M-E-N-D-L.
M?
A-N-D-L-S-O-H-N. I don't have to say the H in here. I have to H aside it.
Oh, I see. M-E-N-D-E-L-S-O-H-N.
H-N. Uh-huh.
That's not, okay. And then was City of Hope, was that on San Bernardino Road?
Yeah.
Okay. And what state were, or excuse me, it was California that you were diagnosed?
Yes. You there?
I'm here. Sorry, one sec.
Okay.
And then, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times within a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer?
I use it anywhere between 5 to 7 times a month for like 11 years.
Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed at City of Hope. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and then do you know any other loved ones or family members that were also diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then the product information, what state did you use hair relaxer in?
What state?
Yeah, was it just California?
Yeah, it was in California.
Okay. Do you know what year you first started using it, roughly?
That's when I had my first daughter, so 2011. Yeah, no, 2012, I'm sorry.
12 is when you started?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
What year did you stop?
In 2023.
2023. So 7 years total. And then?
No, it was 11 years. 11 years. 2012 until 2023.
Bear with me. You are right. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And then, did you use it at home or in a salon?
At home.
Okay. Do you know what brand you used?
It was called Dark and Lovely. I believe it's L'Oreal.
Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah. After.
Excuse me. And then next year, the medical information... what type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
Chemo? Wait, you had it in 23?
Yeah, and then I had a hysterectomy.
Okay. And then was the treatment done at the same, by the same doctor, same location?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, bear with me. And then next here, the injured party information. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Okay, thank you. And then bear with me. Is Brittany B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y?
Yes.
And then Young, Y-O-U-N-G?
And yes.
Okay, perfect. And then... we have your email here. It looks like it's brittanyyoung3@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then it's the 909-757-3587, your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
10151 Arrowroot Route.
It's, I'm so sorry, Arrowroot. Route?
You can put the arrow and then RT abbreviation.
Oh.
And it's unit 15.
Unit 15.
Mm-hmm.
So does Arrow route Unit 15?
Yeah, in Rancho Cucamonga.
In Rancho. Unit 15. So 1051 Arrow route, Unit 15, Rancho Cucamonga.
It's 10151.
10151.
Uh-huh. Arrow route.
Arrow route, Unit 15 in Rancho, California, 91730.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the medical record release form, what is your date of birth?
10/4/1988.
Yeah. Okay. And then your social?
My full social?
Yeah.
618. I hate giving out my social.
If you're comfortable, just last four.
Can I give you last four? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's 1246. 1246.
1246.
Yeah. Sorry, I've been a victim of fraud a lot.
It's okay. No worries. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
You could do, yeah. My
okay.
mom.
Do they live with you?
No.
Okay. And then mom. And then her name?
Lisa.
Same last name?
Casters.
Oh, Casters.
No, Casters. C-A-S-T-E-R.
Okay. And then her phone number?
909. 242. 5549.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bear with me. Thank you.